Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. For more than 200 years, people across the United States have been consulting the Old Farmer's Almanac for advice on weather, farming, gardening, and a host of other topics. The 2019 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac is out, with the almanac forecasting a mild winter for Kentucky.
We're looking for more warm weather, I'm afraid. We think that winter is going to be warmer than normal, with more rain and less snow. Now, that's in the Ohio Valley, which is a big region. You're down at the southwestern corner of it. It goes up as far as Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and over to Charleston in West Virginia.
Old Farmer's Almanac spokesman Tim Clark says temperatures are also expected to be warmer than normal this winter.
We think that coming up in November, for example, the temperatures will be 4 degrees above average. That doesn't sound like much, but when you look at averages, that's a pretty considerable variation from the normal. And in January, it's going to be 7 degrees above average. I see the word mild used 3 times in our forecast, sort of weekly forecast for January 2019.
Clark says the trend for summer 2019 will be cooler and wetter. He adds the almanac brings back a lot of memories for people he talks to every day.
I've been traveling all over the country for 20 years talking to people about the almanac, and two things always happen. I say I'm from the Old Farmer's Almanac, and they smile right away. And secondly, they start telling me about their grandfather or their grandmother or some relative that always had the yellow book in their house. And I love the fact that our connection to people out there, and we sell about 3 million copies a year, is mostly through their family.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Clark said when the almanac first started, it was an essential item in every household.
And you know, when we started in 1792, when George Washington was the president, there were more almanacs being published in America than there were newspapers. Everybody needed to have an almanac and a Bible in their house because the almanac gave you that kind of advice about everything having to do with farming. And, of course, just about everybody was a farmer back then.
Just as society has changed, the Old Farmer's Almanac has adapted.
70 million households have gardens. So now we give a lot of advice about gardening, new products, new plants, vegetables, fruits, even putting flower petals on your food as part of the cooking.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.